Hey there, Lifestyler. This is Rimer Amen, and I'm here with this week's Marriage Hack. During this time of the year, it is very difficult for some to find joy in a season that is nothing but about joy. Especially when it's a time when you may have lost a loved one, or simply you just don't have the things that you need to have. First, I give my condolences and my prayers to all those who during this time may be sad because a loved one is not here with them. But I also would like to talk to the people who are struggling with finding gratitude during a time because they may not have what they used to have or may not be able to buy the things they used to buy. Ask me how I know. But I want you to take a second and look in the mirror, not compare yourself to others. I always get a little displaced when I hear people compare others' blessings to another set of people who may be less fortunate. Because in that moment, it is not always easy to receive that you may have more than some. And for the most part, I don't want to acknowledge my blessing, acknowledging the misfortune of someone else. But what I do want to say to you is take a second to look at what you do have opposed to what you do not have. And if you still can't find the joy in celebrating what you have, then I implore you to sit down and create a list. And truthfully, this is helpful for anyone. To sit down and create a list of all the blessings that you have. Think of every little thing, everything from the ability to walk, to the idea that you woke up this morning, the fact that you do have clothes on your back, even if it may not be the clothes that you want to have. When you express gratitude, it opens up a channel, a flow for more things to be grateful for to come to you. It is when you focus on lack, it becomes all that you can see. If you still have trouble, I suggest to you an affirmation. And I usually have been given affirmations, but this one, I want you to write. Something that reminds you, like last week, we talked about you're being worth it. Or maybe even the idea that you are a channel of possibilities and a recipient of abundance. Take a moment to look past all the commercialized aspects of the holiday and find the gratitude thereof. And I've been hearing a lot of people talk about December the 21st being the end of the Mayan calendar, and there are all these prophecies and predictions. The only prediction that I have for you is that there is at least one thing in your life. I guarantee you can find one thing to be grateful for. That's it for this week's episode of Mirror Check. I just want to take a moment to say to all my lifestylers, have a happy holiday. Don't forget, if you're looking for something for this holiday season, a perfect stocking stuffer, go to Amazon right now and purchase my newest book. It's called Pit Crew, How to Survive a Spiritual Pit Stop. I take a moment to talk about how I was able to come through some very tumultuous times in my life. So don't forget, it's Pit Crew, How to Survive a Spiritual Pit Stop by Rimer Amen, available at Amazon.com. So until next time, keep styling.